These past 5 years of my life have posed many challenges to me and have been very difficult for me to navigate. For most of my life, I have struggled with anxiety and depression, especially in social circumstances. I faced a lot of different things, including being in an abusive relationship for a year and a half, having polycystic ovarian syndrome and 2 surgeries to go along with it, losing a majority of my friends, living in a very toxic apartment for a year, and watching my closest friends slowly lose themselves to opiate addiction. For 5 years, I had bottled a lot of my problems up in fear of sharing how I was really feeling with those closest to me and disappointing someone or bringing them down with me. In April of 2017, I became extremely overwhelmed with everything that was happening around me. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks with pancreatitis and had my gallbladder surgically removed because of it. I remember sitting in my hospital bed, feeling powerless and like a huge burden to those around me. But instead of dwelling on that negativity, I made a decision. I wanted to be happy again and to take my power back. I wanted to find what I really wanted out of life and to embrace it wholeheartedly, and that's exactly what I did. 1 month later, I started my 3-month journey into the wilderness, in which I backpacked and camped all over northern Colorado. The first several weeks were a mess. I missed my family and friends dearly. I was overwhelmed with the physical activity required of me and the unfamiliarity around me. I didn't think that I could do it. I kept pushing myself, and I'm so glad that I did. I saw so many beautiful things. I learned a lot about the nature around me and basic survival techniques. I went on lots of hikes under the moon and stars, and I discovered a lot about myself, too. Without having taken this break into nature for these 3 months, I wouldn't have nearly as much compassion and love for myself as I do now. I am grateful for many things in my life, the happy moments and the difficult ones, too. I am a firm believer that everything that happens around us is meant to teach us something, as pleasant or unpleasant as it may be. A year later, I am here and I am happy. I have an amazing, supportive, and loving family between my parents, my younger sister, my boyfriend, and my 4 cats and my dog. I have met a lot of strong and influential people through this past year, and I'm very fortunate to call some of these people my closest friends. One day, I hope to become a therapist and wish to be of support to anyone who needs me and to inspire many others in their personal growth through my wisdom, creativity, and personal experiences. I've learned many important things over the course of the past year, but the most important thing that I've learned through my introspective days in the wilderness is how important it is that I step back and take time for myself, rather than helping others 24/7 like I used to do to an extreme. As we all study the 12 steps to living a compassionate life together, it is crucial to take into consideration the ways in which we are compassionate with our peers as well as with ourselves. Thank you.